Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Firefighters and utility repair crews will have to be on high alert again today, thanks to strong winds up and down the California coast. Already, there have been dramatic blazes in San Francisco and Ventura. The National Weather Service reports gusts in Southern California's mountain regions hit up to 72 miles an hour. The soupy fog blanketing the San Joaquin Valley this time of year is also making it harder to breathe. Fine particles of soot and dust can hang in the moist winter air and burrow deep into people's lungs. Air quality activists have filed a federal lawsuit saying plans to clean up that pollution don't do enough to protect public health. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca explains.
The San Joaquin Valley has some of the worst particulate matter in the nation, and several environmental groups here filed a lawsuit Thursday against the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Tom Franz represents a group called the Association of Irritated Residents in Kern County. He says the EPA approved a plan from California air regulators that's not enforceable.
It doesn't lay out the measures that the Clean Air Act requires. They put in some language where they might do this or they might do that. And they left a bunch of loopholes where they could wiggle out of regulations if they wanted to.
The EPA hasn't yet reviewed the lawsuit and couldn't comment on the specifics. When the agency approved particulate matter cleanup plans this fall, it touted California's unique rules for cracking down on pollution from trucks, ships, and construction equipment. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
To many Californians, a fruitcake is something best left to die in a dark corner, a glorified clump of preserved fruits held together with the least amount of batter possible and soaked in booze to help you choke it down. But let's reassess this much-maligned holiday treat with someone who can offer an educated opinion. Evan Kleiman, host of KCRW's weekly public radio show Good Food, says the current judgment of fruitcake stems
from a time in the past where it was sort of solidified in our minds as this, you know, sort of doorstop with these strange red and green cherries that didn't really seem like actual food. And I really believe that original, like, British fruitcakes and what's going on now are much more connected. The way they sort of take fruit, the preservation of fruit, and bring it to sort of the apotheosis of the form, rather than this very strange sort of intermediary period of fruitcake. I think we should try and delete that from our memory banks.
So you think we've entered maybe a third wave of fruitcake?
I think that's an excellent way to describe it.
How do you define a good fruitcake then? What would sit on a plate that would meet your measure of what good should be for a fruitcake?
I know that this word artisanal is bandied about so much now that it's almost on the verge of becoming as meaningless as sometimes organic or sustainable seem to be in our world. Mm. But this idea of small batch preserved fruits and peels is so, there's such a hotbed of preservers now. People making just incredibly beautiful fruit, unusual varieties, picked at perfect ripeness, and then treated really well to preserve them. And the fruitcakes that are made from a base of these kinds of fruits and that kind of care, I think, are really the ones to look for. And then the other trend, which is upon us in big way, is the infusing of liqueurs or liquors with very interesting flavors and the making of syrups. So I think all of these things come together to create a type of fruitcake that really is a third wave.
Are there particular bakeries or chefs in California who are making fruitcake that you think is worth shouting out to?
Yes, absolutely. I would say that here in L.A., Valerie Gordon, who is a partner with her husband in Valerie Confections, she makes a really beautiful, both white and dark fruitcakes. And then up in your part of California, there's Robert Lambert, who has a national reputation for making really incredible fruitcakes. And he also has different varieties, the dark as well as the light.
I've also seen June Taylor, the famous maker of jams in Berkeley, this time of year offers a port-soaked fruitcake. And then there are, of course, the famous monks of Big Sur, New Camaldoli Hermitage, although I don't know if they're making it in the third wave style or the second wave style.
I think theirs is sort of an amalgam of the first and second wave, but I've stayed up there and their fruitcakes are pretty good. You know, you might have to eat your way around one of those cherries, but you know, some people love them. Robert Lambert uses them occasionally. He uses the red ones and he really loves that flavor and that texture. And I have to say that embedded in his cakes, they're delicious.
You know, it's kind of like cilantro. People fall into different camps about that flavor. But for those people who can't bear the traditional, there are lots of people making things that are kind of like fruitcake, maybe related to fruitcake, but not exactly fruitcake.
When I was a kid, I lived in one of those tiny little old-fashioned Hollywood bungalows, and I shared a postage stamp-sized backyard with the woman next door, who was an older woman from Boston. And she taught me this fruitcake, and I've tried to find where the original recipe was from, and maybe somebody out there will know. I thought it was Fanny Farmer, but I can't find it in there. And it's called a California fruitcake, and it's just apricots, dates, and walnuts held together by the merest wisp of a batter. And it doesn't have any liqueur. I'm not big on super, super alcoholic fruitcakes. I don't like when the burn of the alcohol overpowers the delicacy and the beauty of the fruit. So I make this fruitcake every year, and I've been doing so since I was about, 8 or 9.
That was Evan Kleiman, host of KCRW's Good Food. We've got a list of California fruitcake purveyors. You'll find a link to it on our website, californiareport.org. And that's the California Report for Friday, December 23rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our team includes Danny Bringer, Seal Muller, Paul Lancour, Sarah Bond, Nina Thorson, Rebecca Wolfson, Rigo Hernandez, Dan Brecky, Gabriel Cohn, Ingrid Becker, and Raul Ramirez. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. Chevron, investing in renewables, strengthening communities, and creating jobs. More information available at chevron.com. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as email archiving for compliance and litigation readiness. Barracuda.com.